Well, staying in California, the legislature there opens a new special session today. It was called by Governor Jerry Brown, who wants to see a new rainy day fund set up and enshrined in the Constitution. Many states that are now on an economic upswing are considering similar proposals, strengthening budget reserves that have been set aside for tough times. Critics argue the money should be spent in other ways. Joining us now is Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for KQED, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Scott, welcome back.
Hey there. How's it going?
Well, it's going well. And tell me about how things are going in California. Of course, we think about rainy day. You would love to see a rainy day in California because you're in the middle of a drought. But in this case, what does Governor Brown want to do?
Well, things are going really well here in California. You know, the state has gone from a $25 billion deficit to a $4 billion surplus this year, and that number is probably growing. But, you know, to put it mildly, Governor Jerry Brown has been around the block a few times, and he knows there's always another recession around the corner. So he wants to focus on the most volatile part of tax revenue here, and that's taxes on capital gains like stock sales, and set aside a portion of that for future years. So this year, the figure would be about $3 billion, according to his plan. But that total would shrink or grow depending on how much capital gains taxes come in each year. And Brown's plan would set a marker at 6.5%. So if, say, capital gains tax revenue makes up 10% of the budget that year, you're saving 3.5% for future years when the economy goes south.
Well, you say he's been around the block a few times. He is being praised by many in California for turning the state's $27 billion deficit into a surplus by raising taxes and cutting some programs. I spoke with him last month about that. Here's what he had to say.
There's a Latin saying, no man gives what he does not have. We had child care programs. We had redevelopment, aid to the university, many, many things. All areas that we want to continue state support, but only in light of the money that's available.
Scott Detrow, are there people in California who would prefer that Governor Brown put money back into programs that saw cuts rather than trying to strengthen a rainy day fund for the future?
Absolutely. And I think that's going to be one of the battle lines as the special session progresses. I mean, I don't think anyone disagrees with saving money and making a stronger rainy day fund here. It's a matter of degrees. So in this year's budget, Governor Brown wants to pay off about $10 billion worth of debt and then put about $1.5 billion into this new fund. And many Democratic lawmakers want to take advantage of this additional money that's coming in this year and restore some of those programs that are cut or also build additional programs. For instance, there's a big push from Senate Democratic leaders to spend about $1 billion expanding pre-kindergarten in California, doing what New York State did a few weeks ago in expanding that program out. So I think that's one of the tensions that you're going to see play out as this progresses over the next few months.
And we should point out that California does already have a rainy day fund. What's wrong with the one they already have?
That's right. It was passed in 2004, but it's pretty weak. A governor can simply waive contributing to that fund with an executive order. And it's also not really flexible. It calls for contributing 3% a year, whether it's a rainy day or not, you know, whether the state has a deficit or a surplus. So it's just not really workable. And because it was so easy to ignore, that's exactly what's happened. Nobody has contributed to this fund since 2007.
So tell us about the politics here. Does it look like Governor Brown would have support on the Republican side in the state legislature getting something like this done?
This will be really interesting because certainly saving money and setting some limits and being fiscally prudent is something that you'd think a lot of Republican legislators would like, and many of them do. But this is a rare moment where Republicans have some leverage in California. The Republican Party has less than a third of the seats in the Assembly, a little more than a third in the Senate. And on most votes, they just aren't really that relevant. But here, because you would need two-thirds support to get this on the ballot in the fall, Republicans can play some hardball and make some hard demands. And I think what you'll see is a push to kind of increase the threshold for when you can tap into this fund, to make it harder to say, okay, here's a year where we need to take some of this extra money. So I think that's a big push you'll have. And if this wasn't wonky and complicated enough, there's actually a third rainy day fund in the mix here. It's already scheduled for the ballot. It was passed in the last days of the Schwarzenegger administration, but then delayed for the actual proposition vote part of it. And, you know, Democrats don't really like that plan, and that's why they want to swap it out with this new proposal, because, among other things, it would set kind of hard spending limits on what the state can spend money on each year. So Republicans can bargain and say, hey, you know, at the end of the day, we've got our rainy day fund on the proposal anyway. So you'll see some tough negotiations here coming forward.
And California is not the only state that's going through this right now. In Texas, there's a big surplus and debate about whether that money should be put toward a rainy day fund or tax relief. In Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper addressed this issue in his State of the State address earlier this year.
Together, we have made hard choices, been disciplined, not spent more than we have. We put ourselves in the position to save more money for rainy days. And as we've seen, when we get rain, it can be biblical and come all at once.
Scott, when are we going to find out whether this thing gets put into the Constitution?
Well, the governor would love lawmakers to pass this within the next few weeks before the real budget negotiations start. But legislative leaders are making it clear they're happy to take their time to stretch this out. I think you might see some resolution in June or July, maybe. After that, it gets tight to get it on the fall ballot.
Scott Detrow, Sacramento Bureau Chief for Here Now Contributing Station KQED in San Francisco. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.